Welcome aboard to another brother broadcaster. His name's Chip Poulston. Maybe you know that name from years and years and years of all of his media appearances. Chip, good to see you.
Terry, good to see you as always, my friend.
Welcome. It's good. And I saw a little notice about you recently that you're the host of yet another show.
That's my gig now. It only took 35 years of me poking around the edges of the TV business to get my first full-time TV job, Terry.
This is very exciting for you.
It is. It is. Right. I'm over at KET now, yep. And I've been named the host of Kentucky Life, our Saturday evening magazine show. Been on the air for 28 years, and our season 28 premiere this Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
And what you do, obviously, is take people to these magical places around the Commonwealth.
We go to a lot of different places and just introduce people to different things about the state and different people around the state as well. Mm-hmm. One of the things that was most telling to me about how folks really follow the show, a buddy of mine found out when I got the job that I was going to be hosting it, and he came to me and he had his cell phone. He's like, I want you to look at this. And he opened up a notes view on his phone, and it was a list of places. And he said, I watch the show every week, and this is the list of places in Kentucky that I've wanted to go see and things I've wanted to go do that I've seen on Kentucky Life that I've lived here all my life. I've never experienced them, but this is my list of places I'm going to go and things I'm going to do. So you always can find out some neat things about what's going on around the state, different characters. And, you know, as we like to say, the KET's middle name is education. So we like you to learn a little bit about the state as well.
Where did they send you first? What was your first assignment?
My first assignment was actually in Cherokee Park, of all places.
I've heard of it.
We shot Raps there in Cherokee Park, and it was for the fourth show that we'll have on. And Terry, it looked like something out of a movie. I mean, it was right in the peak of fall season. I'm doing stand-ups, and there's leaves trickling down in the background. I mean, it was just amazing. Last week was at the Paramount Arts Center in Ashland, Kentucky. Neat story there, kind of a sidebar from what we were doing there. It's a beautiful old theater there. Paramount Movie Studios, back in the 30s, started building these show places to movie theaters, and Ashland was a place that they built one. And at the top of the theater, right at the edge of the stage, there are all these black stains on the ceiling. And the guy pointed to him, and he's like, you know, that's kind of a folklore thing around here. About 20 years ago, Gallagher had been there and was doing a show, had the big 5-gallon bucket of mayonnaise and the mallet, hit it, shot all the way to the ceiling, stained the ceiling, and they left him there for perseverance. So, you know, fun things like that you get to learn.
The late, great Gallagher, he just passed not too long ago,
yeah. Yeah.
He was one of the guys who wouldn't leave my studio when he was here, and he refused to leave.
What did he do?
He sat over here on the edge, and then he just looked at me for a while. And then he started eating a sandwich while I went on with the show.
His own sandwich or one
yes,
that you
no.
had?
One he pulled out. He pulled a sandwich out of his pocket and just started eating it.
He just hung out.
He never spoke anything further after we did the interview. It's an odd guy. All right, this Paramount Theater, was this tied to maybe the Clooneys or somebody? Or was it a movie connection?
Paramount, yeah, because when you think back to Ashland, Kentucky in the 1930s, I mean, it was a really big economic hub for the state. It doesn't do quite as well now as it used to, but that was a big area in the state back then. Plus, it was right there on the border of West Virginia. So they built this palace to the movie theaters. There's only three of them still in existence. One is there, one is in Seattle, Washington, and one is in California. But the community has come together to preserve the theater, keep it up and running, and really sweet. In the lobby, there are a pair of tiny little dance shoes, and they had been given to them by Naomi Judd.
Wow.
Because that was the first place she had ever been on stage in her entire life. And when she was 9 years old, she had danced in a recital at the Paramount, had kept those shoes, and gave them to the Paramount that they now have encased in glass there in the lobby as a reminder of some of the great things they've been able to launch. So that's just an example of the great stories
right.
we get.
You're going
to
meet nice people, too, because people who are like caregivers for these old buildings, they love that. And they're so happy to tell you every little nuance about that, the existence of whatever it is you're looking at.
And another guy got to meet, a guy by the name of Lemon Juice McGee, greatest name in the world, who is runs a comic book store in Somerset, Kentucky. And unsurprisingly enough, moonlights as a professional wrestling manager.
Of course.
So you meet characters like this as well when you're out doing these stories. And it's just fascinating to be able to meet folks like that and be able to tell their story.
How's the comic book selling business right now?
Somerset, it's pretty good, actually. The guy has an amazing storefront there. It was a lot more high tech and it almost looked like a Best Buy to me when I saw the place.
It has to be secure. There was a story several months ago about people in California, I think.
Right.
breaking into comic book stores and like because the thing the value of some of the things the guy has. So it's almost like they've got to have it like Fort Knox.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's really created a remarkable thing there. And when he does the Lemon Juice McGee character as the professional wrestler, he's got the old Evel Knievel jumpsuit on, which nice. Just immediately I think is as cool as the day is long because I loved Evel Knievel as a kid. But getting to meet folks like that and tell those stories, Terry, really is a lot of fun.
We're speaking with Chip Paulston. He is the new host of Kentucky Life. There have been some other folks who've hosted that show.
There have. So over the 28 seasons, the only three people have hosted before this. So I'm really fortunate to be able to land on a show like this. But the originator of the show was somebody well known to folks here in Louisville, Byron Crawford.
He worked here.
That's right. And if you know, I grew up in Louisville in the 70s, remembered watching his On the Road segments that he did on WHAS, and then he left there, went to the Courier, was a columnist at the Courier, kind of doing what he did on TV and print. And so when he left the Courier, he had approached KET and they got together and he and Jenny Fox there created this show for him to be able to go back out and tell these stories that nobody has ever told as well, I personally don't think, as Byron did back in the day. So with him being the creator of this show and his DNA in the show, it really is an honor to be able to get in and work on something.
I know when he worked here, he had some rickety old vehicle that he drove everywhere to go talk to eccentric people all around the Commonwealth. Do they give you a rickety vehicle to go do this?
I get to sit in the back of a van. So that's been my method of transport so far. No rickety vehicles as of yet.
But rickety vehicles are welcome everywhere. That's the thing is you pull into an area and people are like, here's a regular
guy. It builds character.
It really does. Also, Kentucky is filled with these great places where conversations take place. Little stores.
Right.
Little gathering, little restaurants. The little diners, which may also be the little thrift store or hardware store
right.
for an area. And so I'm sure you're going to find a lot of these places.
Neat places like that, and then other places around the state that really have a remarkable backstory. One of the places that we look at in one of the first episodes of the show is the Pioneer Playhouse in Danville, Kentucky. It's an older outdoor amphitheater that still does summer stock and things like that. This was the passion project of basically one guy who started this back in the 50s and 60s, really wanted to keep it alive. He passed away, and his kids, one that lived in Los Angeles, one that lived in New York, decided that to honor their dad, they literally were going to drop everything, put their lives on hold, move to Danville, Kentucky, and keep this theater alive. And they've been able to do it for several years now. So we tell their story about the passion that they have for wanting to keep what was so important to their dad going down there in Danville. And again, great stories that you find all over the state of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. And then you travel around with some crew. You're not shooting this on your own.
No,
you
it's
got a
great
crew. Because they make these things look so good.
That's the thing, Terry. I mean, the way that these are shot is just phenomenal. You know, normally in situations like this, as you've had experience with, it's run and gun. Mm-hmm. You got 3 hours to do a story where you run out of the newsroom, you do something, you shoot it really quickly, come back and knock it out. We really have the time to be able to go and do these things right. It's a year-round production. So we have an 18-season arc. So we have 18 episodes that we do. But we're literally working on it all year round because, A, there are so many great stories to be able to tell, but, B, we take the time to really make them look beautiful. And they're visually stunning. What you're going to be able to see shot really looks gorgeous that we know people are going to enjoy.
My St. Xavier math skills tell me that 18-show arc means they run three times.
No, 18 episodes altogether. Right, 18 episodes altogether. So we'll have 18 new shows in this season 28 that launches this time around.
Oh, I got you. I thought that they were going to run three times
throughout
the course of a year.
Nope, that's 18 new episodes coming forward.
Okay, and since you're the new guy and you're in a crew and you're in the back of the van, who gets to determine where we're going to stop and eat? Not you.
Well, no, I don't. But let me tell you, the guys that I'm traveling with, they know everything about food around Kentucky. When we were in Ashland, they're telling me, we're going to take you to this great taco place. Now, it's in a gas station, but don't let that fool you. And we went to a place called Suplex Tacos. It's a wrestling-themed taco gas station in Ashland, Kentucky. Best fish tacos I've ever had in my life. Absolutely amazing. They serve a burrito that has French fries built into it. It was unreal. But these guys who've been traveling around all these years working on this show, they know these places inside and out. It's a lot of fun to be able to go explore with them.
Kentuckians are so great when you go and you get them to tell you their stories. You just learn amazing things.
You do. You do. And that's one of the great things that we get to do is let folks know about all these great stories out around Kentucky.
Kentucky Life is on KET, and you said it's the season premiere?
Season premiere. Season 28 kicks off Saturday night, 8 p.m. If you miss it, you can always go to our website at KET.org. You can watch all episodes there and check us out that way. But again, we're going to light the rocket on Season 28, Saturday night, 8 p.m. Cannot wait.
We mentioned Byron Crawford. Who are the other hosts?
So Dave Shuffit was the longtime host of the show, and Dave with Sadie, his lab that was always with him there. Dave did the show for a long time, and then Doug Flynn, former professional baseball player. Yeah, from the Reds. Doug did he's actually done the last seven seasons of the show.
Very good.
And incorporated into it there. So it's one of those things that doesn't turn over very often. And when the opportunity came up and I was able to talk to KET about it, like I told you, I'd spent all these years poking around the edges of TV. I had never been all the way in. And at 55 years old, Terry, to literally get to do what I dreamed about as a kid at Pleasure Ridge Park High School here in Louisville, it's nothing short of remarkable for me.
I'm going to go 20 deep on you. I think you're going to stay in there for 20 seasons.
20 seasons? I like that.
That sound good?
75, man. Let's make it happen.
Chip Paulston, he is on Kentucky Life. He's the new host of Kentucky Life on KET, and you can watch all episodes at KET.org.
KET.org. Go to the Kentucky Life page there. You can check it out there.
Very good. Great to see you, brother.
Good to see you as well.
Back in a few on News Radio 840 WHAS.